so good.
Each week, here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello and good morning to you. Thank you for inviting me in your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. Here it is, and what a great time for America that is. So we're so glad today that we can say that we have that independence, and we're glad that we can also say this: I'm going to make it on home someday.
Well, when the Lord saved me, my sins forgave me, and He started me on my way home. He said, son, don't you worry, there's no need to hurry, for you won't have to walk it alone. And I'm gonna make it on home someday. Gonna make it on home someday. For my Jesus, He leads me all along the way. I'll make it on home someday. So many times when I falter, I just find myself alone here, and I pray, feel everything is alright. For in His Word, He assures me, on my knees He secures me, and I know He's gonna see me through the night. And I'm gonna make it on home someday. I'm gonna make it on home someday. For my Jesus, all along the way, and I'll make it all home someday. Oh, yes, my Jesus. I'm gonna make it on home someday.
Yes, we're gonna make it on home someday. Let me do that in memory of my good friend Betty Brown. I think of her very often. And a lot of my good friends is done going to the other side, and one day we'll go there, and we'll sit down by the river of life, and we'll just kind of enjoy one another. It'd be good just to spend about a week with some of our old friends and our families, our fathers and mothers that's going on, and we miss them, and I know that you do also, but we don't want to forget them. I don't think we ever will, and I'm so glad for you. Thank you for tuning me in this morning. I had a young man this week who works the railroad, Mr. Ballard, and he said he heard the broadcast. We're so glad for that. We're glad for those that are listening, maybe the first time, maybe you've been listening for a long time, but we certainly do appreciate you. We wouldn't want to do a broadcast if you wasn't there to listen to it, would we? Well, we're so glad. So let's go right back now and do this song right here. And this one says, Farther Along, We'll Know All About It.
Why it should be
so spot in your life, maybe a bump in the road or having problems, situations that you seem like you just can't get through them. Well, I just want to do that song especially for you. We don't understand everything that happens to us, but always remember that if God be for you, who can be against you? And sometimes, you know, you can't have victory until you've had a battle. So I trust today that that song will be a rich blessing to you. I enjoy doing that song. And what great words. I think that's one of about the oldest song, not the oldest, but one of the oldest. And we enjoy doing it because it's got a real, real good message. Well, let's go right now and let Martha do this song for us. And this one said, "He grew the tree.
He molded and built a small lonely hill that he knew would be called Calvary. Then he made the seed that would grow to be thorns that would make his son bleed. Then he made every stem, gave it leaves, and then gave it sunshine and rain, sheltered it with moss. He grew the tree, he knew the thing used to make the old rugged cross. Nothing took his life, with love he gave it. He was crucified on a tree that he created. His great love for man, God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. With tears in his eyes, God looked down the sight, saw him spit upon, rejected and mourned. Oh, still he grew the tree, and he knew it would be used to make the old rugged floor. On a tree that he created, with great love for man, God stayed with his plan. He grew the tree so that we might go free. that he knew would be used to make the old rocket crawl.
Joshua, in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, and I have given you land of for which you did not labor. I have given you cities which you did not build, and you have dwelt in them. In verse 14, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Verse 15, and if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, then choose ye this day whom you will serve, wherein the gods which your fathers served that were in the other side of the flood of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye should dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. How many times have you heard the statement, well, it doesn't make any difference? But I want to say to you today, you can make a difference. You can make a difference. You know, there's a lot of problems in our country today. I think because of one thing, it's the spiritual attitude of God's people. I really believe that God's people's spirit and attitude has really been severed. It seemed like that even God's people, and I'm speaking to Christian people, people who claim to know God, people who claim to walk with God. The Bible said people who walk by faith with God, because the Bible teaches, and the Great Reformation of the Protestant people came because Martin Luther many years ago was touched by God. And that touch came because the scripture became the reality that the just shall live by faith. And true enough, our nation has been established upon faith. Our money, our currency says, in God do we trust. And our forefathers came from the other side of the country to this country that we might have the freedom of religion. But today, we have come to the attitude, in a spiritual attitude, that we don't make a difference. Well, I'm going to say some things today, and I hope that I've got your support in saying this. Many of you have supported this broadcast. Many of you have stood behind me. You have heard me preach the gospel. You have heard us sing, Martha and myself. We have tried to deliver our soul by the means of radio. And I appreciate that. Without your help, without your support, this preacher would not be able to be where he's at today. But I must say what God lays upon my heart. And it seems that there's problems all over our nation. The Bible said there are pestilence. We're having more sickness today. There is more earthquakes in across the world today than there's ever been. There are more wars going on across the world today than there ever has. But the Bible relates to that. The Bible said there would be pestilence, there would be earthquakes, there would be wars, there would be rumors of wars, and all these things that are happening today. And people spiritually have the attitude that we just can't make a difference. But I'm saying to you today, you can make a difference. It's time that we become conscious reality to the reality that God wants us to become the spokesman for Him. We need to stand in the gap. The Bible said doing everything we possibly could do, then stand there for Him. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. And I'm saying to you, Christian, you can make a difference. Now notice over in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated you between you and your God. And today, our sins have separated us from God. When we think about spiritual reality in a negative way, that's a sin against God. God is going to handle that sin problem that we have. Morally, our nation is deteriorating. We are in one of the greatest moral declines that we've ever been. Our churches are declining. People every day are walking away from their church. 52,000 people, it has been recorded, will leave the sanctuary on Sunday morning, never to go to the house of God again. Because in the house of God, there is nothing but friction and confusion. One denomination is right. One denomination is again the other denomination. We preach about unity, how that God's people need to be unified, how that we need unity among the children of God. And yet we cannot even worship God together. We're all going to the same place. We're all headed to the same heaven. But the Bible said our sins have separated us from God. The Bible said that if we have aught in our heart against our brother, then we have sin in our heart. And today, our sins are separating us from God. Now, I'm going to say some pretty hard things here today, but after all, you're paying for it, and I'm paying for it, and many other people are paying for me to say what I'm saying. We have come to the point where we are condoning what God has condemned, and we cannot do that. Abortion is nothing but legalized murder. You cannot abort many millions of babies and still yet have the blessings of God. How can we expect God to bless America when we are aborting so many babies? How can we expect God to bless America when we no longer allow one nation under God to be repeated in the classroom? How much longer will God bless America when we cannot hang the Ten Commandments on the wall? How much longer is God going to bless America when the nativity scenes on a Christmas Eve have become offensive to the people? How much longer is God going to bless America when we, even the senior citizens in some areas, cannot even pray over their meal without somebody becoming offended? Now, my friend, let me tell you something. The Bible said that God's hand is not shortened and his ears are not heavy that he cannot hear. Martha made the statement the other evening while we were sitting in our living room. I wonder how God is feeling about this situation. Well, my friend, I wonder how God is feeling about our situation. It's time that we come away from being Republican and a Democrat and begin to look at the moral issues of our country. If people are morally wrong and it's contrary to the Bible, we cannot stand for those kind of people. That's what brings on more the ruins of morality in our country today. If they stand for it, you vote for them, you stand with them, and you agree with them. But the Bible condemns that. The Bible said, come out from amongst the world and be separated, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and then I will receive you. Paul stated to Timothy, know ye not that in the last days perilous times will come? Men will be lovers of themselves, boasters, proud, blasphemers, unthankful, unholy. And we are living in that very same condition. Even the Bible spoke in Jude. The Bible said in Jude that they would not contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints of God. Well, you say, I don't want to be an old fogey. My friend, you'll never be an old fogey if you stand firm to the Word of God. Many Christian people stood firm to the Word of God. The John Wesleys, the Billy Grahams, the Charles Spurgeons, the Billy Sundays, and all of these other people stood firm to what they believed. We just lost a great spiritual leader, Jerry Falwell. A friend of mine, I met this gentleman. I grew to love him. I appreciate him. I appreciated the stand that he took. Many mocked him. Many criticized him. But my friend, he stood for the moral issue of our nation. And moral issues are very important. Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. It was turned to ashes due to the fact that their moral condition was corrupted. Men with men and women with women. And the Bible today condemns that, and yet our states and our government wants to allow the same-sex marriage. It's again God's laws. God placed man and woman together and said, what God has placed together, let no man put asunder. It wasn't Bob and Bob that got married. It was Adam and Eve that became the home and the family in the Bible. And today, God condemns that. He condemns man with man, and he condemns woman with woman. And we cannot support anything like that. Notice the Bible said, but your iniquities have separated you from God. And today, our iniquities have separated us from God. How can we prevent judgment from coming? God's judgment came in the antediluvian time. God's judgment came because he looked and there was nothing but sin and corruption throughout the land. He looked also at Sodom and Gomorrah. He sent angels there to warn the people and said, get out of the city because I'm going to destroy it. My friend, listen, sin brings on judgment. And Jesus said in the New Testament, if God does not bring judgment, he will have to go back and repent to Sodom and Gomorrah. What I'm saying to you today, my friend, you can make a difference. The Bible said it's time that we stand up. It's time that we square our shoulders back and take a stand for the old-time gospel and the gospel of Jesus Christ. If it's again God's law, then you as a Christian must be against it. If it's for God's law, then we must be for it.
Has been so good, I can't complain. For when I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. When I'm so weary from the struggle of it all, but then I listen, oh how I listen, for his call. And heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Seems like lately it's always on all the time.
Well, I'm sitting here listening to that sermon that is on tape. If you'd like to get the entire sermon, we'll be more than glad to get it for you. But I was just sitting here kind of wondering as I was preaching, and I was wondering if Paul would like that sermon. And I've finally come to this conclusion. I believe that Paul would have preached that sermon. As a matter of fact, if the preachers in the pulpit don't get busy and start preaching the gospel instead of just pedaling through the edge of the water. I remember my good friend Garland Groves said, "Tommy, quit pedaling around on the beach and get out into the water." Well, preachers, churches, that's what I'm trying to say to you today. People don't want that. They want to hear the gospel because they want something that will soothe, satisfy, and comfort their spirit, and only the truth is the only thing that's going to do that. So we need to preach the truth of the gospel. I don't know why. I sometimes wonder why preachers want to sugarcoat it. I mean, after all, people, God's called us to a great work, the greatest work that this world ever has. I know that this is getting to be election year. The Republicans and the Democrats, they say, well, here, we've got the plan. Well, I've got news for you. God has got the plan, and we've got the greatest message that could ever be told. And God's given us an opportunity to do that with your help and your support on this radio broadcast. We don't know where this message went to, but we do know that people heard it. Father, we give you all the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We ask for healing. We ask for salvation. We ask for deliverance because you said it was possible. Therefore, we claim it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, neighbor, have a great 4th, and we'll see you again next Sunday.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations.